My name's Nick Barley and I'm director of the Edinburgh International Book Festival. And I'm sitting here with Roland Gulliver, the programme manager, to talk about some of the highlights of the 2011 programme. And one of the most powerful things that we felt as we read the several thousand books that we had to read to put together this year's programme is the way in which the revolutionary changes in our lives are affecting writing. And one of the most powerful revolutionary changes that we discern through writing at the moment is the impact of the digital realm on our lives, the digital revolution. Roland, do you want to kick off with a couple of ideas?
Well, I think it's very interesting. I think one of the most kind of up-to-date events that we'll have is with the author Heather Brook. She came to the book festival last year with her book, which was about the parliamentary expenses scandal. And this year she's got a book which will be all about talking about WikiLeaks and how the digital age has changed the way our information is controlled and how we will respond to that and how that will affect our lives. And her book is called The Revolution Will Be Digitized. And I think that is an amazing way that books have responded to what has basically happened in the last 6 to 9 months, and to be able to have writers responding that quickly. Both shows how quickly books can be published, but also shows that books are still relevant as a medium to understand the age we live in. So I think that would be a very interesting event.
And I think the unprecedented access to information that we seem to have, thanks to the internet, has been the inspiration for a book by a guy called Danny Dorling. He wants to present this information in new ways, which helps us to understand the nature of our society in the UK. But I think very importantly, he wants to highlight some of the inequalities that this information reveals. So his book is like a sort of information map of the UK. You know, so you think you know about Britain. Well, you might know a bit more about it when you've heard Danny Dorling. But what it reveals, of course, is that information alone isn't enough. We have to have our own views about how society can best be organised, and perhaps we can marshal some of that information to make sure there's less inequality in the future.
And in relation to that, there's a very interesting event with two authors, Shiv Malik and Ed Hauker, who've written a book looking at how our young people are now disenfranchised and disconnected, and how we are now at a place where young people can't get on the property ladder, can't get decent jobs, can't get pensions because of what's happened in the past 30 years. And again, in the same way that Danny Dorling is using the information that is out there and the statistics out there and interpreting them, presenting them to our audiences to be able to get a better hold on what is happening to us, what is happening to our society, and how does that impact on us as individuals, which is something I think is really important and something very special about book festival events, is that you can get into these very, very big, meaty, intimidating topics and talk to people who will be able to communicate these ideas to you and communicate these issues to you to help you kind of understand things better.
And on another related note, there's an author called Catherine Hakim who writes about a different kind of inequality in this country and a different kind of, perhaps it's not a revolution, perhaps it's the opposite, how things remain the same. Her book's called Honey Money, and it's her thesis that people who are attractive, whether that means erotically attractive or just generally attractive people who are attractive earn more, do better, achieve more in job interviews, are treated better in all forms of life. And so Honey Money is a sort of an argument about the sad reality that the way we look has an influence on how much we can earn.
I think it's the great thing about the book festival for me is that there will be these events around these very interesting detailed topics which our audiences can come along to and discover more, possibly things that they didn't think that they'd be interested in half an hour ago when they just bought the ticket, but in fact would come leave them at the end coming out feeling inspired and hopefully engaged and hopefully coming on to more book festival events.